So in the studio right now, we have Miles Sanko. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lovely to have you here. We want to talk about all things about your new album and your European tour, don't we? Because that's all happening this week. It's a bit busy for you this week, isn't it?
It's absolutely been busy. It's been busy the whole year. But this is sort of like a pressure cooker kind of effect happened at the moment where, you know, where I have the tour coming up and then the album release this Friday.
Yes, that's right, this Friday. Because you had a single from the album, haven't you, that's come out in September.
September, the 30th of September, which is the first single.
And then the Just Being Me is... It's a really interesting title, actually. Can you give us some sort of feel why you picked Just Being Me? I mean, I have read up about it, but I don't want to be proved wrong, so you're going to tell me first.
Just Being Me, well, the title kind of says it all, really, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to create an album that reflects the me of today. Not the me of yesterday or tomorrow, and so the album had to reflect how I was feeling in love, how I was feeling in hope, in sadness, and in politics, and all that stuff. So that was the title, and then helped me sort of gather all the content that I needed to finish the album. So Just Being Me, I'm just being me.
It's a good one because I looked at your official music video and I recognised some of the places.
Did you?
Yeah, Ludlow. Is it Ludlow? Did you go to Ludlow and in the beach?
Yes.
Because you've got the big hole, haven't you, there?
Yeah.
And I thought that was quite significant in the way you're placing yourself in familiar places. Was that sort of, was there a meaning to that musical video? Was it just...
Well, the thing is, it's not necessarily familiar places. I mean, the good thing is when you recognise somewhere, like you just a second ago, you were saying, I know where that is, you know, so there's a connection there. Some people won't know those locations because, you know, the locations are all UK locations and my music is international.
Exactly.
But that's totally fine. But the idea behind the video is the world changing around me and myself just being who I am.
Yeah.
It was a very simple concept to get the song across. But at the same time, there's loads of little things that I've added in the video that will make people question, you know, why I'm doing this, why I'm doing that. Because I like that.
It's good. Agree. Absolutely. Miles, tell us a bit about your beginnings, because you mentioned rapping, which is quite key, really, isn't it, to all things music, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, before I became the soul, you know, the soul singer that most people know me for, know me as, or whatever. I first got inspired to become a musician via hip hop, via rap, and that was the absolute beginning, and that got me on the journey that I am today. So, I mean, with the new album, Just Be Me, I wanted to sort of look back to those beginnings and try and get those grooves, you know, which ultimately hip-hop did come from soul and jazz. They were sampling funk, soul, jazz in the early days. I mean, now, you know, hip-hop or rap is now a different, you know, slightly different thing. The thing that ties everything together is the rap, the spoken word. But musically, hip-hop, you could rap over anything nowadays. But the beginnings were sampling soul, funk, and jazz. And I wanted to sort of have that sort of groove, that groove element to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was thinking that day because it is really clever to mix the soul, the jazz, and the real... I love the beat, actually, in your songs. I really love the beat. But you grew up surrounded by music, didn't you? I mean, you came from Ghana, is that right?
Ghana, yeah.
Yeah.
I was born in Ghana.
Yeah.
Which is Africa for those who don't know where Ghana is.
Yeah.
It's West Africa. I was born in Ghana, Ghanaian mother and a French father. So I have roots in Europe and in Africa. But my early stages in life was spent in Ghana.
Yeah.
And in Ghana, in most African countries, I'll say, or many other places in the world, but mainly in Ghana, what I noticed growing up was how every element in life had a rhythm. You know, his music was a big part of life in Africa. You know, it's cultural, it's everything. And I remember one specific moment when I was young. I must have been 6 or 7, and the neighbors were having some work done to the house, and a carpenter was hammering the nail with rhythm. Yeah,
he was just
banging away. He was banging with rhythm, so he was going.
Gosh, you were completely surrounded by a rhythm, weren't you?
Yeah, and that was just amazing. And then you go to the beach, and there's the fisherman that pull that that uh, they fish on the beach. So basically, they get a canoe to go all the way out, put the net out in the ocean, and then they come back to the beach and they pull the net in, and they do that with rhythm. They sing a song, and they're all pulling it at the same time. So there's about 10, 15 guys, and that's what I was surrounded by. You know, music everywhere. Music was sad. You know, a funeral music was when, you know, somebody gave birth. It was a birthday party. There's music everywhere.
Yeah, so you lived and breathed it. Tell me, who when you were growing up, was there any particular person or group that you really aspired to or felt that was the sort of the start of the things for you?
Well, there've been many.
Yeah.
There've been so many. And if I had to pick one, I don't think I'd be able to, but I can remember a key moment, or, you know, in looking back in memory, was Michael Jackson. In the 80s, you know, came out with the album Bad. I was a very, very young, boy. And I can remember Michael Jackson, not necessarily me wanting to be a musician, but him as a musician kind of just inspired me. The way he danced, the way he moved, it was something that was like, wow, you know, compared to any other musician. There was something about Michael. So Michael could have been the beginnings.
Yes, I can well understand that, actually. But so now I've heard here that Rolling Stones magazine have said you are one of the greatest talents of the vibrant European soul. So I'm going to pick on the European bit because you are doing a tour.
Yeah.
And of course, we just said you're starting this weekend at the Cambridge Junction.
Yeah.
Where are you going after that?
Where am I going after that? Okay, so Junction on Saturday, and then we travel to Hamburg. Hamburg is going to be on the Monday. So we have a day of travel because it's like it's an 8-hour drive or something like that. So we're in the tour bus, and from there is going to be Hanover, if I can remember them all, Berlin, a lot of cities.
As in, but I can look on the website as well. You've got the Miles Thanker website, so that'll be lovely to see. And you toured in 2014 with Gregory Porter.
Yes, I did.
That would have been amazing.
That was absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm a fan of Gregory's.
Yeah.
Before I got the chance to meet him and work with him, it was funny. My new album, my second album, which was Forever Dreaming, not my current one, is Just Being Me, by the way, was out that September, and Gregory came to Bury St. Edmunds, and I went to see the show, and got invited to go backstage to meet Gregory and say hello to the band and everything else. And I remember Gregory seeing me for the first time, and he said, "You're a musician, right?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." And that was I just said, you know, great show, everything, you know, just congratulating him on the show. And 4 months later, I get a call from my label saying Gregory would like you to support him on his German tour.
Wow!
And I was like, wow, this is absolutely cool and a great opportunity to grow my fan base in Germany. Full stop. You know, from a business point of view, and the chance to be around Gregory and see what he does. You know, because he's not from the past. He's from now. You know, we are colleagues, I would say, but at the same time, we are fighting for the same limelight and so on, you know, so there's competition there as well and so on, which is great. So it was good to just to be around him, to see what he does, see his fans and everything else. And it was fantastic.
I imagine being in the music industry, as you just mentioned, that you're colleagues as well as competitors, but do you help each other out? Do you sort of find new friends and friends you wouldn't normally think, gosh, he's a nice chap? Or do you find that there is a sort of an intimate sort of conversation with musicians when you start getting into that sort of?
Well, it depends. If you get that, if you get the chance to share a stage, and then after, you know, after the show, you get a chance to meet, you know, musicians, and then, you know, either it's just like meeting anyone, you know, either you like them or you don't like them, and so on. But at the same time, there's competition out there, and other musicians can feel threatened by, you know, different musicians, because of it is what it is. But relationships do grow with other musicians, and sometimes you get a chance to collaborate together and work on music together, and you have to nurture those relationships just as much as any other relationship, really.
I bet you do. It's been lovely talking to you, Miles. Thank you very much indeed. Miles Thanker, who's bringing out his new album, which is Just Being Me, this Friday. And, of course, his first European tour stage will be the Cambridge Junction this Saturday. I'm sure somebody from here is actually going to be going too to watch you. We're looking forward to that.
Great.
Thank you, Miles.
Pleasure.
Oh, it's lovely to have you.